like a good day to be awake and alive and contributing. 800-510-8255. We'll have a 2020 quickie quiz, actually a news quiz. Later on, Roberta Fasanelli has her Queen of Chi. The deals today are from Chili's and Amazon and the usual. I always love it when they say there's a pet store on the corner up here. It says Mayo's Pets, Pets and More. What does that mean? It's like on the Papagino sign, pizza and more. So does that mean I can get a steak there? What do I do?
Subs.
Can I get subs?
Subs, salads.
Yeah. You go. You go,
how do you know
you order the and more.
And yeah. More, yeah.
I'd like
please.
And more.
I want more.
And more, please.
More. Please give me more as opposed to s'mores. Isn't there a candy around that's called s'mores?
There is.
S'MOR. What is that?
It's marshmallows and Kellogg's Rice Krispies, and I think you can put chocolate on it, too.
Yakabunga.
No?
No, no. It's chocolate, marshmallows, and graham crackers.
Graham crackers.
And you roast the marshmallows over the fire, and then you put them on top of the graham crackers, and while it's still hot, you put the chocolate so it melts.
How about
that's totally right.
It's a new song. Graham crackers roasting on an open fire. No? Doesn't have quite the same.
Try it. See how well you do with it.
Right. Okay. Speaking of that, let's bring Roberta into our discussion. If you're just joining us, we're talking about technology and the new things that are around. You're not going to change all of that stuff. You'll find a lot of different examples of technology and its use at DougStephan.com. This new book, Search and Destroy, Why You Can't Trust Google, Inc. You have a Gmail account, Roberta?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You may not want to keep it after you find out what's in this book. And I'm sure you're close enough to a computer so that you can, in fact, maybe Bing instead of Google, Search and Destroy, Why You Can't Trust Google, Inc. This is a story that's, I guess you would say, the other side of the Google story. It is the first book to examine Google's business practices and the power of information they have in our digital economy. It has a focus on how much information Google has acquired from you. And there is a great deal of focus at Google on inventing new ways to get information about you and what you touch. And because they are unchecked and unaccountable, and their power is underestimated, it's just been kind of, oh, this is great stuff. I have a Gmail account. I'm going to cancel it after I read this stuff. Oh, good. I don't know what they do at Hotmail or what other things there are that are around. There are plenty of these things I think you can get. And what is the attraction to Gmail? Why would that be better than? I know my technical guy said, hey, just get a Gmail account because it's easier or something. I forget what he said.
It works. It just works.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. So we have that, Roberta. We have the concern about Google and what they can get out of you. We also have the new FBI pronouncement in their you saw this in the New York Times yesterday? This was a buzz in New York City yesterday. This was not covered well by the news media at all. People in the news media, too, as an example here, the headlines today, Republicans blast Obama, not each other. That was the debate last night. The IMF is trying to find a new guy to replace the fellow who chased the maid around the hall in New York. Let's see here. The economy is in the focus. A lot of people. Here's Nokia winning rare victory as Apple settles legal row. What's the upset with Nokia and Apple?
You
know what that's all about?
The Nokia used to be the dominant phone in the market.
Oh,
now,
right.
With the Android and the iPhone, it's getting ready this week to just knock it right off of the top of the hill.
Yeah. All right, so the reason I'm sort of going through the headlines in various sites that I use is how much of it is focused on technology. How much of what you talk about every day, how much of what you use technologically are you aware of, or are you just all taking it for granted? And I think that's part of this, we better slow down a bit, or at least understand what it is that you're being surrounded with. Because you are. You're surrounded by this stuff. Surrounded.
But since man has walked upright, it's always been about technology that has made us the top of the food chain. Whether it's the wheel, fire, the arrows, hammers, whatever it is. We've always had technology that has helped us.
But how much is too much? How much is too much? The FBI, the story at DougStephan.com today about the FBI, the FBI and surveillance. They don't want you to know about their rules, the new rules on surveillance. They don't want you to know why they are going to check you out. They have been given more power to search your household garbage, and I don't like that either. I don't like the fact that Google can search your Gmail. I don't like the fact the FBI can search your garbage. And here's an even better one, Richie. The TSA announced yesterday that they're going to begin swabbing your hands.
Ooh.
So that because they are worried that you have
explosive powder,
bomb stuff on your hands. Right? So here we have all of these people. The so-called security experts say, wow, this is a great idea. Yeah, swab your luggage and swab your feet and swab your hands. Let's slow people down even more and make it more inconvenient while they all make fools of themselves. They haven't caught one terrorist doing all this stuff.
I told you when I came back from L.A. last month that they pulled me aside and, and swabbed my my suitcase.
Yeah.
And right next to me they had John Amos. You know, the dad from Good Times, J.J. Walker's dad, and he was in Delta Force and everything. The guy's like 73 years old. He was totally cool about it.
Yeah.
And all I wanted him to do was stand up and go, well, there's my luggage, and it's dynamite. But he didn't do it.
No, I'm sure he didn't do it. All right, so at any rate, we have the TSA swabbing your hands. We have the FBI searching your garbage. And we have Google searching your email. Swell. 800-510-8255. What the heck is happening to our country? Anybody got any thoughts?
Do you say? Do you think that you sound like a crotchety old man that just doesn't like technology because you don't understand
how to use
it?
No, I'm embracing technology. I think I've made it clear with my now usage of the iPad.
You did very
and the other
well.
Things.
Props.
Yesterday and over the weekend.
Dudley, over the past 3 days, has used his iPad to get all of his show prep. Didn't have to print out one thing.
Not a piece of paper to be had.
Dudley uses about 60 pieces of paper per day.
Nah, 45, 46.
Okay. To get this show, and he cannot stand not to have the paper in his hand. Well
I
want
to have to be able to spread it out.
Right.
What I can't do yet, I have three computer screens in front of me, and I can go from one to the other pretty quickly, and I can now use, I can do three or four things at each computer, which is what I want, because I want to be able to go from one. You know, we're touching
we
on two or three things right now. Bing, 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 bing.
Absolutely.
And I want to have that information at my fingertips, because I obviously don't have it all.
I'm very proud of
good mind, but it's not that good. I can't remember all of this stuff.
No.
So I want to be able to have it all so we can use the information to encourage people to think about what it is we're talking about and get some new ideas here. And so the technology is something I'm embracing because it's helpful, but I think that it goes, I think when it's misused and abused, which is what's going on with Google, in my opinion, and certainly the government, and whether it swabs your hand.
Let's be clear, though. I mean, you and I have had this little debate. Yes, they do have a picture of your house on Google Maps. Yes, they do see the videos you watch on YouTube. Yes, they do have access to what you talk about in your email so that they can better serve you ads, which is kind of creepy. All of it is creepy.
That's creepy.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But nobody has actually come out and said, Google came and stole my identity, or Google came and took my kids' school grades and did this with it. There has been no ill-gotten gains.
How do you know?
From this information.
How do you know?
Tell me where there has been.
I don't know. You made a statement. I don't have to prove your statement.
No, I don't
you
have to prove my statement. You have to. You're the one alleging.
I'm alleging. I'm not alleging anything. I don't want you to tell me.
You're the one making the accusations. You
I'm saying
it.
That we have lost our freedom. We continue to lose our freedom. We continue to be the victims of all of this because we are too foolish to stand up and say no.
You're only a victim if you let them have.
Well,
what
but
you
we
don't
are
letting.
That's
have.
My point. We are letting them have too much. Way too much information. Way too much information. Hacking into our lives. Bad business. All right, now, having said that, today, as the WikiLeaks folks are on the defensive, there's the guy on trial this week, the private. Didn't I see that somewhere?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. All right, so anyway.
It was a few weeks ago, actually.
Well, but didn't it culminate in some?
Yeah, it's kind of like doing something with it.
It's kind of like the hockey playoffs going on forever. We'd be still playing hockey in September, for God's sakes. The Canucks were beaten by the Bruins last night. It was funny because yesterday I was in British Columbia in a wonderful place called Victoria, British Columbia. And I got on the plane to come back, and there's a guy sitting next to me. He's got a Bruins. He's got a Bruins jersey on. So I looked at him and I said, what are you doing? I'm from Boston. I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to the game tonight. I said, you're going to the game tonight. You from Boston? He said, no, I'm from here. He said it like a Canadian. I'm from here, eh? And I said, but you're a Canadian and you're wearing a Bruins jersey. He says, yeah, I'm a big Bruins fan. I've been all my life. I said, how's that working out for you? He says, my mates at work all hate me. And generally speaking, I spend a lot of money going back and forth. He flew out to the game last night, and he's flying back home today. He has to be at work at 3 o'clock or something this afternoon.
Wow.
And he just wanted to see. So this is a trek. You get out of Victoria over to Seattle, and then from Seattle down to Boston. This is a pretty good ride. And he's just so passionate about the game. Anyway, so the Red Sox. The Bruins are doing all right. But doesn't it seem silly in the middle of June still be playing hockey?
Yep.
Even the NBA finals are all over.
Yep.
Who won that, by the way?
Dallas did.
Dallas did. Okay. Anyway, our 2020 news quiz. Today is the anniversary of the release of something that had tremendous impact, damaging revelations about America's conduct in the Vietnam War. What happened 40 years ago today? We talk about WikiLeaks. This is the granddaddy of WikiLeaks in a matter of speaking. 40 years ago today, something happened that affected America, Americans, and maybe the information age started with this in a manner of speaking, let's go get 'em mentality. And it wasn't bad. I don't think it was bad. 800-510-8255. So what happened on this date 40 years ago? We'll find out. It's 20 after on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Father's Day is not for celebrating dads. It's for celebrating all our dads are. And now Hallmark's made celebrating dad even easier with new postage paid cards. Just pick the perfect card, then sign, seal, and send. No stamp required. So give it up for the big guy this Father's Day with new postage paid cards, only from Hallmark and available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Postage paid available for select cards, U.S. only.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses.
Prepare now.
Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Elvis. Anniversary. Elvis graduated from L.C. Humes High School in Memphis.
Yeah?
June 14th, 1953.
Oh.
And 3 years to the day after he graduated from high school, he had his first number one record with this song.
Wow.
How about them apples?
Wow.
Huh? Truck driver turned singer, first number one.
Thank you, Sam Phillips.
Heartbreak Hotel. Yep, you can thank Sam for a lot of things.
The guy we got to thank for it, yep.
Yep, very cool.
Thanks, Sam, for Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins,
yep.
Roy
yep.
Orbison.
This is the anniversary, Roberta, of the UNIVAC 1 computer being used in Washington, the first commercial computer. The design was used by the U.S. Census Bureau. It was 8 feet high, 7.5 feet wide, and 14 feet long.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Lots of tubes. And when they turned it on, the lights all over Washington went dim.
What year was it again?
1951.
Wow.
And look at what's happened and how our lives have changed as a result of that. It's 26 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our 2020 news quiz focuses on something else that happened on this day. You don't have to go back to 1953, though. You go back to 1971, June 14th, 1971. So the 2020, I guess this would be a retro quiz, the news quiz, the retro news quiz. What happened so significant? And this, the fact that we haven't got people with the right answer yet, because I asked the question 4 or 5 minutes ago, is really telling and condemning of our damning, if you will, of our educational system. This is something that anybody who's been around since the 1970s ought to know about. I remember teaching this, and I wasn't even teaching history when I was teaching school. It was because it was going on. Everybody was talking about it. It was the news, not only of the day, it may have been, or the week or the month, it may have been the big story of the year. What happened on this date 40 years ago today? A significant, if you will, some people thought it was an attack on America, but it wasn't. It was the same as WikiLeaks, I guess in a manner of speaking. I use the term granddaddy of the WikiLeaks. All of these bits and pieces of information that have been exposed are, I think, good. I look at any bit of information we can have about the government and what it's doing. Your government, it's your right to know.
I got
you
it.
Ought to be able to have it.
You've the got Doobie the Doobie Brothers performed at the Fillmore West.
That's Maybe not quite. That's great, though. I'm glad I have it. No, I didn't.
So what's that, 1971?
1971. All right, this date, 1971, 40 years ago. What happened?
I searched it. I found it. I've got it.
You're smart, Richie. 800-510-8255. How would you like to have a great marketing tool that cuts through all the media chatter? Text message marketing from Captain Email delivers your message directly to your clients
dun, dun, dun.
And your prospects. Yes, Captain Email.
I got your text.
Learn more. For a free trial, text Doug to 313131. Keyword Doug to short code 313131. See how fast you can get a message directly to your clients by testing it out. Doug at 313131. What happened 40 years ago today will be up next. And then Roberta's Queen of Cheap Plus Television in the focus in the next half hour. Where would you be now?
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, has Facebook reached its critical mass in the United States and Canada? The social network is finally starting to see its numbers drop, losing 6 million U.S. users in May alone. While it's only a 4% decrease, this is the first time Facebook has had lower growth numbers in back-to-back months. In other news, the European Commission has proposed new rules that would introduce harsh penalties for online crime. If passed, the law would require jail time for spammers, service attacks, and malware creators. While this is generally good news, remember that not all hacks are created equal. And finally, a recent report states that for the first time since 1995, Nokia will no longer be the largest phone manufacturer in the world. Samsung is expected to be the largest hardware producer starting this quarter, with Apple coming in at number two. That's a whole lot of phones. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Having Roberta on time. Where's Roberta when we need her?
She's always there.
She's right there. The Queen of Cheap has some deals today from Chili and Amazon, amongst other places, so you'll want to make sure you're around for that in a few minutes. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The focus that Richie and Roberta and I have had has been this problem, the story at DougSteffen.com, the FBI not wanting you to pay any attention to their new rules on surveillance, but now people are beginning to find out what's actually happening and getting upset about the FBI sending agents to look into your trash. What's that all about? The TSA is going to swab your hands to search for explosives so that... I know that you handle them all
How
the time,
Roberta.
How many
do you think they're going to find?
None.
Honestly.
Zero. They haven't found
How
any terrorists
do you think
yet.
How much going to find?
None. It's, this is, you know...
I mean, honestly,
is a bad word. Okay. I'm getting cranked up about all this stuff.
And is there other things that can mimic explosives?
Dog food, probably. Test you for dog food. All right, let's find out what happened 40 years ago today that so significantly impacted the history of our country, and yet there are many people who aren't learning about this in school. This ought to be one of the number one history lessons, historical perspectives on things when it comes to current history. Let's see here. Where are we? Bruce, what do you think it was 40 years ago that had major impact on the history of America?
Could it be that the Rosenbergs were executed?
No, I believe that happened a long time before 1971. I think that was in the 1950s. Jeremy in Waynesville, Missouri, sir, what do you think happened 40 years ago?
Watergate.
You're warmer. I'm glad you called. That's not the right answer. Brian's in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Brian, what do you think it is?
The Pentagon Papers were released.
Pentagon Papers. Let's see if Roger, who's in Westchester, New York, agrees with that. Roger,
That's
you in
right.
with Brian?
I'm in with Brian. Pentagon Papers released.
All right, so let's hear from the two of you guys what you remember. Were you both around? Were you in school? Where were you, Roger, 40 years ago?
I was in college at that time. I was 18.
Okay. What about you, Brian?
I was in high school.
Uh-huh. So how did you study it in either high school or college? I'll go back to Brian. How is this handled by your high school history teacher?
It was a pretty big thing when it came out. You know, it was kind of all the talk then. And so it was a pretty important topic at that time. I remember it on the news and magazines, you know, current magazines at
right.
the time.
Roger, what do you remember about it when it was released?
Well, you know, by the time it was released, school was pretty much over.
Yeah, it would be this time of year college be out, yeah.
Yeah, so by the time fall rolled around, I don't know that it was really much was made of it. I was at a very conservative college, so I don't recall it being mentioned that much. Of course, I remember it from the news and
The
stories that followed it there.
All right, so what do we learn, again, both of you, if I may? Roger, you could start with a thought of the information that has been leaked, the WikiLeaks, the routine today about the information that this private gave to Assange and it was released. Do you think it's good for America or bad for America to have this information? I mean, the basic bottom line, for those of you who may not know what the Pentagon Papers were, they released, this was a way for us to learn through Daniel Ellsberg's eyes. He was, wasn't he a lawyer? Anybody remember what he did? I forget, he worked for the government, but I don't remember what he did.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't
remember. He hired it. I got it. I just quickly Googled it. Interestingly enough, a young defense analyst. He's the one who had. So it's sort of like this private, and he had access to it. Ellsberg had access to it. Why would he have had access to it? I guess the question. So Roger, good thing or bad thing?
I'm mixed on it. You know, I guess it's a matter of extremes. For the most part, I think more information to the public is good, and there's been a lot that's come out, both at the time with the Pentagon Papers and now with WikiLeaks, that I think it's important that we know.
Okay.
On the other hand, things that actually endanger people, troops in the field or military operations or things like that, shouldn't come out. Some things have to be secret. I guess I'm just not comfortable with whether it's Assange or Ellsberg, for that matter, making the decision for themselves what should come out.
Okay. Brian, what's your take on it?
Yeah, I tend to agree that there are certain things that shouldn't be divulged. You know, I spent 23 years in the military, and there are things that we eventually find out that probably are good. But, you know, on the other hand, too, if you put someone in danger, that's really not a good thing.
No.
This thing went all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Nixon tried to get the,
Nixon.
The government.
Oh, Nixon was death on this.
Oh, yeah. Nixon was saying, hey, man, you can't. It sort of went all the way to the Supreme
Ellsberg
Court. And they ruled in favor of the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Public enemy number one. And Nixon and his tapes had a lot to say about Ellsberg and his ethnicity, if you know what I mean. It was embarrassing for Nixon, but
basically the Supreme Court decided that the First Amendment was subordinate to a claimed need of the executive branch of the government to maintain secrecy of information.
Yeah.
So they ruled in favor of the First Amendment over government secrecy.
Yep, and that's what
I
remember
once,
about this.
Once stuff is out, then I agree the First Amendment trumps it. But the question is, what should come out to begin with?
Should come out, yeah.
Right.
All right, job done well by both you, Roger, and Brian. Thank you both. Hold on a second. We'll give you both some Doug Steffen prizes with the Pentagon Papers.
That's a neat little history lesson. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, 20 before the hour, Roberta Fasanelli now has a lesson in savings for us as we turn our attention to the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the Diva of Dumpster. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
I missed that yesterday. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start a deal just for today, June 14th, Flag Day. Chili's has another printable coupon for Kids Eat Free. Just purchase an adult entree and your kid eats for nothing. Here's a great idea for Father's Day Vistaprint. You can have a customized T-shirt for only $2. So you can make up all sorts of things, make little sayings on the T-shirt, what have you. That expires on the 17th, but heck, you want to do it like today or tomorrow and get the expedited shipping so you can get it for Father's Day. Coastal Contacts, they're doing it again. If you missed out last time, go this time to get your 10,000 free pairs of glasses. No, you're not going to get 10,000 yourself. It's 10,000 people. Get one pair of glasses. It's a little complicated. You have to go to Facebook prior and register. And then on June 16th at 9 a.m. Pacific time or noon Eastern time, you have to have everything ready and go online and order your glasses. But still, hey, a free pair of glasses, I would take it.
Yay!
Amazon, if you're looking for a last-minute Father's Day gift, they've got free one-day shipping on Father's Day gifts, and they've got all sorts of cool stuff that you can choose from like circular saws and stuff like that. You know. So, offer ends on June 16th at 2:59 p.m.
Better imagine time. Roberta using a circular saw, Richie.
Actually, I have. Yeah,
I can imagine Roberta using a circular saw.
I've
on
power
us.
Tools.
Yeah. Yeah, right, yeah. That would make good sense.
Hey. Call me Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
By the way, Doug, you weren't here yesterday, but at That's this time we found out that the Bruce Springsteen lead-in here for Roberta's intro, that Clarence Clemons, the saxophone player for the Bruce Springsteen band, had a stroke, a severe stroke.
Major stroke, yes.
Major stroke, and it did not look good. They were calling in all of the E Street band to come to Florida and, I guess, could pay their last
respects. He's not that old, is he, Roberta?
He's 69.
69 years old.
Big,
actually,
big guy, though.
Big
dude. He's a big guy.
But
yeah, big.
I guess the good news is today is miracle on miracles. He's basically responsive, his vitals are getting better, and he was paralyzed on his left side, but is now able to squeeze their fingers with his left hand. So, you know, hopefully
He's got a long road to recovery.
It's a tough
real.
So how do they replace him? He's an integral part of the East.
You don't.
So I don't know what around. How do you play around?
You get a saxophone player to play in the background who you never acknowledge.
You know, Danny Federici, the keyboard player, died 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So we lost Danny. Now, you know, if Clarence isn't there, I don't know. You know, they were integral to the sound of the band, so I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, that is the sound. Listen, it's part of our aging.
Roberta and I were discussing
reality.
The same thing yesterday. I mean, you know, it's the reality of
can't run away from that stuff.
Growing up.
Yep. All right, so Roberta's got deals from Chili's, Amazon, and more. Find those. Yesterday's deals with your Blockbuster and Bath and Body Works stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. All sorts of great stuff.
Every Friday, Freebie Friday, there is great savings as well. So every day there's a reason for you to check out How to Save Money, the Queen of Cheap Box, and the exclusive supermarket coupons. You can check those out. Just click on that part of the box, the Queen of Cheap Box, right next to Dr. Cannon, just above Phil Leppard. All those things there to help you live better at DougStephan.com. Right now, I'd also like you to take a look at DougStephan.com, the Salon. Every time I look at this, I think it's Saloon. Salon Pause, the pain-free patch. This is the time for you to take the initiative to go to the website, click on the Salon Pause logo. I'm looking at it right now. It's just above where we have a lot of your Facebook comments, as a matter of fact, and below where Uri Geller's picture is on the tractor. I mean, we've had that up there for a while, Richie, but I still get a kick out of seeing him in that tractor. Have a look at the Salon Pass box. It comes up, it's in, what do we call it? It's continuing to move. What do we call that? It's a rotation of
sorts.
It's
in a rotating,
rotating box.
Right.
If you want to get right to it, drkenshow.com, just below Dr. Ken's picture is the logo for Salon Pass. Click on that, get a free sample of the Salon Pass pain patch. Get rid of pain. Become pain-free. Now is the time for you to come to the aid of yourself and your family. Anybody who's got pain, put this on. You will be amazed. We have some testimonies from people that I met last week who have been on Salon Pause, and they put this on, and they can't believe in 60 seconds the pain's gonzo. So you want to try it free? Check it out. The pain patch without a prescription at drkenshow.com or dougstephan.com. And if you have a lot of pain right now and you don't want to wait for the stuff to come in the mail, go to your local Walgreens, pick up a 5-count box. Salon Pause. Get pain-free.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears.
Look for AntBlock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, Richie McFadden, Doug Steffen, Jennifer will be back later in the week on her, she's had a whirlwind spring, and what a wonderful, what a great kid she is. She's really so bright. I'm so happy to have her here.
Whatever, she's gone every other week to Hawaii.
Yeah, the other, and she's gone every other week, stuff. And the other week you're gone.
Well, yeah,
Roberta and I are the only ones that hold the fort down here. Great degree of regularity.
Well, you can't talk.
Why? Of course I can talk.
No, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Roberta's gone every other week, too.
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm the, I guess that's why they call it, folks, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Where were you yesterday at this time?
I was on my way to the airport. Thanks very much, Rich. Listen, the Tony Awards on Sunday night, the discussion about Brooke Shields apparently goofing up. The ladies on The View talked about it yesterday, so if you saw the Tony Awards and you were embarrassed for Brooke Shields, here's sort of the behind the scenes.
It was a great show. Neil Patrick Harris did an amazing job hosting last night, where he got the very famous in the crowd in on the act. Now, Brooke Shields was one of those people, but she had a little trouble. Well, you'll see. Watch.
Then I'm up on stage. There's a woman who haven't watched. I'm going to try that again.
5, 6, 7, 8.
When I'm up on stage, there are some... I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, my God. There's a lot of... When I'm up on stage, there's lots of men who like to watch. In fact, one guy sent a twit pic of his crotch.
Nice. It was worth it.
Poor baby.
Oh, boy.
That's cute.
It was so embarrassing for her. I felt so bad for her.
I like her a lot. I like her a lot. Yeah, she's cool. A lot. Yeah. All right, so this is the anniversary. We're always into anniversaries here. On television, June 14th, 1995, Michael Jackson and his wife Lisa Marie were interviewed by Diane Sawyer on primetime. They were asked about their relationship. Like, the implication was, did they make love?
The kiss.
And stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. The prenuptial agreement and all that sort of thing. Isn't it a shame to be a celebrity today? It really is. Tough stuff for a lot of them. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
What is this?
It's cool.
Very good, Richie. Welcome to another great American Day. Yes, I'm in a need-to-know circumstance here on a need-to-know basis, and I need to know everything. That's why I've gotten away with this act as long as I have, because I'm a curious fellow, and I'm interested in knowing the hows and the whys and the wherefores and the whatses. And so if you're somebody like I am, you'll be well-served by what we have for you. Today is Flag Day. We'll talk a little about that and exercise the ultimate on Flag Day in a moment here on Good Day.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
I was saying off the air how I felt so badly for Gabrielle Giffords. You look at some of these pictures, her smiles and stuff, but the face, and you know, it reminds me of somebody. Actually, you know what it reminds me of, Roberta? When I saw, when Toni First, my former wife, whose birthday is today, by the way.
Happy birthday, Toni.
Yeah. When she had her first round of chemo back in 1991, and what she looked like, how her hair came out, and she wore a headband, and stuff, and went back to using glasses. I looked at Gifford, and I thought, you know, there's the same thing. You age so, in a circumstance like that, the trauma is so great, you age
Explain
so
to me,
much.
Though, why you feel badly for her. She could be dead.
Well, I don't. Yeah. I feel badly because it happened at all, Rich. I guess that's probably
there you go.
You look at it, and you You think how senseless, what foolishness.
Right. That guy is certifiable.
Oh, my God. But people like that, and the fact they can get guns.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that this happened to her. But, I mean, hey, man, look at the upside. Glass half full. She is a lucky, lucky woman.
She sure is. And she seems like a pretty cool lady as well. So, anyway, as we think about our country and what's going on, it may be important for some of you to know and to acknowledge that today is Flag Day. Every year on the 14th of June, the original flag is celebrated, the flag we have now, and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, I think, is the most important word in there, and one which I think I would like us to take more seriously, because I think there are a lot of divisive forces in our country today of divisiveness are loud and getting louder. We have a lot of people, unfortunately, who are on the radio that are doing a disservice. You can have the issues discussed, but the way they are being discussed, I find despicable, frankly. That's why I don't promote a lot of those shows, and I don't do it here. As some of you may say, well, you get into stuff. Yeah, I do get into stuff. But we all have a different way of doing it, and that's why it's so great. We have the ability to discuss these issues in different ways. It disturbs me when they become the messages and the spokespeople become so strident and unarticulate and uneducated, too, is a lot of the stuff. I mean, there's a place for everything on the radio.
Go back to before this country was even founded, though. Mm-hmm. Isn't that how we got to where we are?
Yeah.
Is because of these strident, divisive opinions?
Maybe that's a way of looking at it. Yeah, maybe a way of looking at it.
Isn't that kind of
I think
keeps
that we
us?
Have to express. That's what keeps the you have the soda bottle with a neck. And when you shake it up, if you don't take the cork off the top, you know, where does the pressure go? Is it,
right.
That's what happens in conversations like this. And I think that we ought to be thankful that we have the ability to have these conversations. So maybe the main focus, Richie, is how difficult it is for me to wrap myself around all the invasiveness into our lives that we have from our government. And this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Anyway.
So stand up and salute your flag today.
Yes. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.